Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better.
Even marketing.
This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I am super pumped. I've got a great guest today. His name is Steve Cypress, and he is an expert marketer. He's a direct response marketer, which is a little bit different than most of the people I've interviewed so far. And I wanted to get his take on how you could grow your business. So, Steve, how are you doing today, man?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just about the same, man. I'm living the dream, baby. Living the dream. So what I like people to do is get to know who you are. So tell us about, you know, your humble beginnings to this online marketing, direct response marketing guru. Where did you start? How'd you get to where you're at?
Well, I'll give you the short version because this is probably not a 7-year podcast. I probably have similar beginnings to other entrepreneurs that we found out very early in life that I was doing entrepreneurial, make something happen on your own kind of stuff instead of looking for, you know, begging my parents for a allowance or something like that. I mean, I would get on my bike and drive around and fish bottles out of the garbage and return them to stores for a penny apiece. So that'll probably date myself a little bit, but I did stuff like that as a kid. And of course, if we were lucky enough that we had a massive snowstorm, we'd grab a shovel, knock on doors, and go make some money. We rake leaves. I had a paper route the second that was available. Even summer jobs, I got, you know, I'd go to flea market, buy and sell stuff, and go set up tables at flea markets and pay the 20 or 30 bucks and open up my hatchback in my car and just sell whatever I could buy and sell. And, you know, probably all that kind of stuff that that I was doing as a kid and as a young adult was really making things happen on my own. And the way I got into direct response marketing was towards the end of my protracted schooling period, where I was hiding out from joining the real world for as long as possible. So after high school, I went to college and delayed the real world for 4 years. And at the end of those 4 years, I went to law school and delayed it for another 3. And I could have kept going, and I guess PhDs and, you know, advanced law degrees and nonsense, but at the ripe young age of 25, I decided it was time to get to work and be a human. Like, I'd been working, like I said, jobs and summer jobs and internships and, you know, always was working, going to school my whole life, but it was time to actually go do something. And I was never intrigued by being an attorney or being a lawyer. I didn't want to have to, you know, basically lie for a living. Now, maybe that sounds harsh. I don't mean, what I mean by that is getting up in front of a judge that you have no respect for and calling him Your Honor, or an attorney that you're up against who you know is a sleazebag liar and you have to call him my esteemed colleague, and all that kind of stuff. So I just didn't want to play all those games. And I was lucky enough that one of my hobbies that I was doing while I was in my last year of law school, I turned that into a business. I had one of my friends come to me and said, you know, I found some obscure ads in the back of an obscure magazine that people are actually doing this game that I thought pretty much we thought we had invented. They're charging people, and they're actually running this game as a business, and they're making money. And I sent for their brochures, he told me. He said, look at these. Your game is so much better. Your newsletter is better. Go for it. And I did. And I launched the game by placing what I later found out was actually had a name, was called a direct response ad. And that launched the company immediately. It was solvent within a few weeks of placing that ad. And within about 3 years, was worth several $1 million. And the rest is history from there.
Wow, that's a hell of a story from just one ad going to $3 million. So you've got a way to teach people about this direct response system, and you call it WOW. And I just want to state for the record that WOW spelled upside down is mom. The reason I know this is because there's a hill in Wisconsin called WOW Hill. And when you're driving up it, it says mom. When you're coming down, it says WOW. So with that said, tell us about WOW.
Will do. Now, actually, also, this is a little-known secret, but WOW spelled backwards is WOW.
Wow.
So it's interesting that it's spelled all kinds of different ways, upside down and backwards. Actually, the WOW strategy is W-O-W exclamation point. So spelled backwards, that would be, I don't know, what you're supposed to be quiet about it? I don't know. But I call it the WOW strategy. Your prospects will say WOW when you use this, and you will say WOW, and your accountant or whoever has access to see the amount of money that comes into your bank account will say WOW, because it really gets results, and it's extremely simple. There is advanced ways of dealing with it, but it's simply based on those three letters of the word WOW. So the first W stands for the who. And it is the most important part of anything you're doing when you're communicating to anyone else about your business, is that you are communicating all about the who that you choose. And you get to know everything about them, what makes them tick, what gets them upset, what keeps them up at night, what makes them happy, who they are, how old they are, where they're from, what they like, what they don't like, what, most importantly, what aching, stay-up-all-night problems do they have that you can solve with your product or service in spectacular fashion. So everything is really all about the who. Then you have the O, which stands for the offer, the irresistible. You got to make it as irresistible as you can, offer that you put in front of that who to get them to respond, thus the name direct response. You're going to direct a response by making an offer. Simple as that. So advertising that you'll see, you know, a blimp or a NASCAR logo or, you know, the name of a stadium or Super Bowl ads that are just making you laugh over a bag of chips or a can of beer or something, they're not directing any kind of response. They're just kind of, you know, getting their name out there and getting some warm and fuzzy feelings. Small business owners, we can't afford to do that. Not only in dollars and cents can we not afford millions of dollars just to make people laugh on a Sunday at the Super Bowl and then forget all about who we are on a Monday. But for the real reason is that big companies that do that have all kinds of distribution centers in place. Like, let's choose a car. If you see an ad on the Super Bowl for a car, it's going to, you know, the typical car things. It's going to be swerving around through the water in the cones or crashing into a wall with the dummies or saying zoom, zoom, it's going around the mountains, or, you know, has a celebrity driving it through the city saying how great it is or whatever it is. But everyone knows if you want to buy that car, you can go to one of thousands of car dealerships that are full of highly paid, highly trained, highly motivated salespeople ready to sell you that car. So the big company, all they have to do is get that warm and fuzzy feeling and get you to go to where you can actually make a purchase. Well, small business owner, we've got to do both. We've got to explain what our product or service is all about and get those good feelings, but we've also got to make the sale. Unless, as a listener to the It's Not About You, It's All About Bacon podcast, you somehow have massive distribution centers all over the country full of highly trained, highly paid, highly motivated salespeople ready to sell your stuff for you. We've got to do both. We've got to get our image out there, and we got to do the selling, so we need to direct a response. So the O stands for an offer, and I teach people and I help people to make it as irresistible as possible, as brain dead as possible for someone to do business with you, especially the very first time, because all the money is going to come to you later on in repeat purchases and referrals and when they stay with you and all that kind of stuff. So too many business people make the mistake of trying to make all kinds of money on the first initial sale, and therefore they don't make that first initial sale. They never get the referrals and the repeat business down the road. So make that offer really irresistible. And the last W in the WOW strategy is the way. It stands for the way or ways that you get your irresistible offer in front of your chosen who. And that could be any way at all. So on here you like to talk about internet marketing. Well, that's a wide array of ways to market online. You can use social media. You can use pay-per-click ads. You can write blogs. You can put up videos. You can do all kinds of things, send emails. That's all about the internet. I also teach how to use every other form of marketing. You know, you can use postcards and letters and phone calls and speaking from stages and, you know, any way at all that you can get your offer in front of your who, preferably the way that your who likes to receive that offer. So here you're talking about internet marketing, but if I'm selling some I've fallen and I can't get up scooter that goes around the house for seniors, I might not think that the best way to do that is by using Twitter or sending a text message or anything like that. So again, the way that you use to get your offer in front of your who is really not up to us, it's up to the who. And in that case, my grandma, who's fallen and can't get up, might want to get a letter in the mail with a toll-free number to call and speak to somebody. She might even want somebody knocking on her door, selling to her face-to-face in person. But that way is up, is really controlled by, as everything is, by your target who. So there's the W, the O, the W. It all just stands for wow. And what it really comes down to is if you're not getting great results and having floods of cash and all the high-quality clients or customers you could possibly want in your business, it really comes down to one, two, or all three of those things. You get all three of those things working, the right who, the right offer, and the right way to get that offer to the right who, and you will have floods of cash piling in. So that's the wow strategy.
See, I love that. And I think the Who is coming to town soon, and it looks like that band is pretty close to needing those get-around-the-house scooters. But they're still great.
Yeah, that's a good point. Last time I went to see them, I was in Chicago, and I was, being a big Who fan, obviously, and, I was very disappointed that, Roger Daltrey could no longer scream. He was barely even slinging the microphone around, and Pete Townshend was not really jumping up and down and doing splits anymore, although he was still windmilling. And, of course, half the band isn't even alive anymore, so yeah. But the good news is we still have recordings and videos, and we can still go live and at least relive the times when the Who was in all their glory. But
exactly.
This strategy is not really about rock and roll music. It is really all about taking any small business owner who's struggling in any possible way and flooding in a ton of cash.
So when somebody's using your strategy, and I know we all see this, I mean, when you create a strategy, you create something, there's some people who just struggle and don't get it. Where are people missing some of these pieces in their marketing that they really just are blind to? Where can you help them?
Well, in all three areas. So let's start with the first one, the who. And I have a saying, the who is more important than the what. So that's one way people mess up right away, is they think that what they do or what product or service they provide should be the basis of their sales and their marketing, and that's not it at all. I hate to break it to everybody, but the what we sell is extremely important to us as a small business owner. It's what we live and breathe, and we always think about it, and we read about it, and we go to seminars to learn about it, and it's all we think about, but our who is not thinking about us pretty much at all. So let's take an example. Give me an example of any type of small business.
Let's talk about, how about a travel agency?
Perfect. Travel agency. That you picked one that doesn't really even exist anymore. That entire industry's kind of been disrupted. But there are still a few, and it's a great example, because the general travel agency really just doesn't exist anymore, where you just come in and book a flight. That's not going to work, because everyone can do that at home, pick their seat, and even, go through 16 upsells about whether they want to get on early and extra bags and extra leg room and this and that, and you pay for everything now. But anyway, the specialized travel agency that caters to a certain who, those are still flourishing. So I have a client who runs an adventure business. What he does is he organizes safari trips to Africa, and he will take big game hunters to Africa for a 2-3 week safari. Now, sometimes they go and they just want to take photos. Other times they just want to, experience the couple of weeks, and other times they actually want to go hunting. But whatever it is, he takes people on adventure trips. So he's not technically a travel agency in the way that he'll say, where do you want to go? Oh, I'll look it up on the computer and let's book you a flight to Hawaii. He is, but he certainly is an agency that deals in travel, because he sets up these trips. So the key is his who. Everything is all about his who. He has to always think about the big game hunter or the safari. A family wants to go on a safari and experience what it's like living in Africa, which, by the way, those are two different who's. So this is a good example. He has to have certain marketing to the adventurer, the big game hunter, where he will, now the way comes in, he will use hunting magazines and hunting websites and hunting, you know, email lists to that go out to hunters and things like that. He actually has a LinkedIn group of like thousands of outdoorsmen, outdoor specialists that sell hunting equipment and this and that, and he communicates through there. He has to find a way to get to that who in the way they want to receive it. Then if he's going to talk to the family about going on a nice, friendly safari and taking some photos and hanging out in an African retreat for a couple of weeks, he's going to advertise in all kinds of different ways, different magazines, and set up different groups on Facebook and LinkedIn and wherever he's got his groups going. He's going to speak to them in a whole different way. So he can't just get one message out there to multiple groups. He's got to zero in on the who and talk to them about what they like. So for the big game hunter, he could talk all about like, hey, would you like to come home with a nice trophy for your wall of a tiger? Or would you like to, you know, be up close 100 feet away from an elephant and have them in your sights and have the right guide and the right ammunition, and I'll supply the whole thing and take you to the right hunting grounds and get you the right licensing and all that kind of stuff. That's his message to them. The message to the family that just wants to go on a nice safari is a whole different message of, hey, are you tired of your regular, you know, trip to Disney World and go to the Animal Kingdom and see the fake animals or see them in their, you know, penned up? How about going to see them in the wild and the real and the this and the that? And he'll talk all about the adventure of traveling to another continent. And again, some similar things. He'll set up all the travel and the resort and this and that, but it won't be about ammunition and it won't be about having the right guide to take you to a hunting ground. It'll be about canoeing down the right pristine rivers so you can see the animals in their habitat, that kind of thing. So all of his marketing is revolving around the who, and when he chooses a certain, puts on one hat one day and chooses one who to talk to, he's got to talk in a certain way and make them a certain offer and go through certain channels to them. And then when he puts his hat on to talk to another chosen who, he's got to go to them. Most business owners don't do that. They don't think about what we call segmenting the list into different types of who. They just spit out a message and go, hey, trip to Africa, $8,000, 1 week, click here. And that message falls on completely deaf ears, because I'll just finish this by, we have a saying, if your target market is everyone, then your customer will be no one. So you've got to zero in on the who that you really want, and it can be all different ones. You've got to zero in on each one specifically and talk to them the way they want to be spoken to and with the offer they want to respond to.
That's awesome. So you simplify it so well. It's Horton knows his who.
That's a good one. Horton would be a big fan of the WOW strategy up in the tree. I was always amazed how a big elephant was hanging out on a tree branch, right? But he would hear this strategy, and he would say that who is really important. So now we're talking about Dr. Seuss. We're talking about rock bands. We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's the whole point. The Bacon Podcast is exactly that. Sizzling hot topics, man. So, Steve, you've got a way to help people get their arms around this better. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, I appreciate that, Brian, because hopefully they do want to learn more about it, because we haven't even scratched the surface, so to speak. Mm-hmm. They can, as long as they know how to spell my name, S-T-E-V-E, and the last name is S-I-P as in Peter, R-E-S-S, and they can, you know, put me in any search engine and find me all over YouTube or Facebook or LinkedIn or, you know, Google me, find my website, blogs. I publish a magazine. I have a daily blog. I have a daily podcast. I mean, there's all kinds of ways they can find me, and all of it is filled with all kinds of great examples and great information and great teaching I offer to anybody, you know, that fills out a form and seems like I can help them. If I can't, I don't waste their time. I'm honest with them. But if I can help them, I give a free strategy session. So I'll get on the phone. It sometimes is 5 minutes, can be 10 minutes, can be an hour, can be as long as it takes for me to find out enough about your situation and your business to help you overcome an obstacle using the WOW strategy, and you can make a transformation from there. So I love to help small business owners. I also hold live events, in-person events, webinars, teleseminars. I mean, my mom is a school teacher, and I guess that's in my blood, that I just love to help other small business owners to experience the transformation like I did, of going from wondering where your next customer's coming from, or thinking it's got something to do with blaming the economy, or maybe your competition, or all this kind of nonsense, to overcome all those problems and solve them all by putting the WOW strategy to work. So it's very simple, three letters, but it can be pretty tricky. There's a lot of moving parts to it. So I'm here to help in any way that I possibly can to any small business owner that's aggressive and ambitious and doesn't just want to tread water and survive, somebody that really wants to get ahead. That's right up my alley. I enjoy talking with and helping those people.
Well, Steve, first I want to thank you for including me in your Rhino Daily blogs. I know you use some of my stuff, and I'm honored to be part of that. Secondly, I want to thank you for bringing some great information that includes bands and Dr. Seuss. That is something I don't think we've ever done on the Bacon Podcast before, and I think my audience is going to love this podcast and get some great stuff out of it. So, man, thanks for joining us today.
By the way, the thanks for you being a contributor to my daily rhinodaily.com podcast, blog and podcast. You've been on both of them. That pleasure and honor is all mine. I thank you for that, and I thank you for this opportunity. If I've even helped one small business owner out there, I love that, and I thank you for that.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.